This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Kids, there's nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like. But if someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's no good.
Beautiful.
It's your body. No one has the right to touch you if you don't want them to. So what do? First, you say no. Then you get out of there. Most important, you gotta tell someone you trust, like your parents, your teacher, or a police officer. Unfortunately, none of those people can be trusted anymore. If your parents are the one who's touching you, you're fucked.
Nope, done. All right, show's over. I'll catch you guys next week.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever. Never, ever get used to it. Ever.
Well, I mean, you could always get an IUD so that when you eventually want a second child, Steve can pull it out of you like a ripcord.
I'm assuming that Gollum singing Country Roads, Take Me Home means yes, you are recording, Dave.
I'm a guy.
What is he even doing?
Yeah, I'm fairly upset that you guys all made dumb noises over a funny joke I made.
What do you mean, you guys? It was one person. Maybe one person.
Yeah, but you're entertaining him.
What the heck is Baka Mitai?
Baka Mitai.
Well, that doesn't answer my question.
Just look it up.
I've been a furry, yes.
No, I've been a fool, stupid.
I love you, too. Oh, it's Yakuza. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's not Friday yet. We can't dance.
It's Friday. Finally.
Yes. Finally. Karaoke. It's Friday. What a brilliant Twitter where it's just the same thing every Friday. I missed you guys. How y'all doing?
I'm sick.
I mean, we're all a little sick. That's why we're on the show.
Yeah, I got the sniffles for some reason. I'm blaming Steve on it.
For the fifth time, David, you are in fact recording.
Yes, I'm recording. Shut up.
I will shut up now. Thank you. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O, and it's a new year and a new day and a new you and a new phone.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Jangly leg Phoenix Wright walking down the ramp.
It doesn't feel like a new year yet.
I know it doesn't because the last week has felt like a fucking century.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Insurrection, double impeachment, Baka Mitai. Anyways, how are you doing, Logan?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Sean, how are you?
All right.
Also, how comfortable are you with talking about your Catholic upbringing tonight?
I don't give a shit.
Wonderful. David, how are you?
Baka Mitai.
Were you raised religious?
Yes, and it sucked.
Which denomination?
Baptist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rough.
Oh, and you're from the South.
Yes.
Yes, I'm from Texas. What do you expect?
Yeah, so Southern Baptist.
Well, that went absolutely nowhere. Great.
I don't know how to follow that.
All right, well.
I don't want to follow Baptists.
Let's get some religious catharsis. We got a couple of things to read tonight about Jesus.
Oh, God.
No, Jesus.
Starting us off tonight will be me reading Godspeed by the author, I love this name, Canadian Hospitality.
Where's the link?
I'm posting it now. Give
Where's
me a
link?
Second.
It's now. Where's the link?
You know, this joke has gotten old.
Yeah, just like you.
Yeah, I know. I am getting quite old.
That's okay, Steve. We still love you.
Thank you.
It's not even in one word.
Old is a word, though. I've heard it in dictionaries.
No. It's not in a single word. Usually when you say Godspeed, it's in a single word. It's hyphenated here.
All right, fine. Godspeed. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Logan, how am I going to treat Steve in this promo?
Oh,
David, what did I ask?
Which Steve is it?
Okay, so first off, Steve asked me not to mention at all that I'm doing editing for the episode of Friday Night Slam Fiction.
Of course.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And because I am me, I couldn't help myself, and I'm like...
Oh, I need to send you to Funtz.
Yes, give me the Funtz.
Blood pressure rising. Bakamitai! Bakamitai!
Make him say Bakamitai.
Bakamitai!
Anyways, how's Logan treating...
How is Logan protruding?
How well, I mean, am I being long treated loose in this and promo? Full of
juice, am I right?
Logan,
Logan, how's your juice going right now?
Oh, you know, I'm juicing up the moobs pretty good.
How's Mr. Johnson and the juice crew going?
Oh my god.
Well, you know, he's only got the one juice crew these days, but...
Right, right. Well, we all know that one ball is enough for two for you.
Answer the question about how I'm being treated, and then I'd like to read, please.
Listen, all I'm saying is that headcanon-wise, Logan's Cowper gland is overreactive and it comes as much as an anime protagonist does.
It's true.
Kapow.
At what point does he steal Sean's Pop-Tarts?
Never, because Sean's Pop-Tarts are sacred.
What the fuck are you doing? You can't reveal the future.
I can see the future.
Anyways, how am I being treated in this promo?
Poorly.
Well, okay, poorly? So, Steve, I don't think you were there for the episode recording, were you?
I was.
Okay, so you saw me attack you viciously because you were Bakamitai.
Yes, I remember, Dave, and this was supposed to lead up to something.
I wrote out the storyline in my head is that my character is going to be going after all of the other hosts of FNF and trying to cement myself as the best Friday Night fan fiction host, and I'm going to take them out one by one.
So the best meaning the only one still alive.
What? No, Logan's still alive. Sean's still alive.
Not taking out like that. That was the joke, but I get what you're saying. Why would
I take you guys out? I don't have money.
Would you take me out on a date?
I mean, if I had money, sure, but I don't have money. I'm fucking poor. I have to buy a house.
You don't need money to go out on a date, David.
Yes, you do. Anything fun costs at least $7.95.
That's not true.
All right, good way to segue back in. Dave, if you want us to get some more Patreon monies, I'd like to read the story.
Hey, everybody, if you want to join our Patreon, it's only $1. Please, we are poor.
Please, no. Starving children in Africa could also use that money, so don't give it to them. Give it to us.
Yeah, don't give it to them. God. They don't bring you entertainment. Wow. They just sit there, hungry. What is wrong with you?
Summary.
We're starving here in Canada and America.
Summary. Sonic and Jesus share a steamy night.
Yeah, rated- no hungry African children are going to tell you about Sonic and Jesus' steamy night.
Rated M for lemon and coarse language. Follow me on Twitter at CHospitality. Sonic's tongue forced its way into Jesus' awaiting mouth. Moving.
You can't just start in Act 3.
This is the first.
You can't just start mid crucifixion.
Whoa.
Moving at near lightning speed, Sonic wrestled with Jesus for dominance and soon overtook Christ's tongue.
They're not on the FNF showdown.
They could be. They very much could be. Have Nightmare Sonic and generic Jesus. Sonic, slow down a little. I can't keep up, said Jesus, breathing heavily.
Haha, you're too slow. Oh.
What? You're just too slow, Sonic blurted out as he chuckled softly to himself. Don't even start with that shit, Jesus said bluntly. Just because we haven't seen each other in a while doesn't mean I forgot your stupid sayings. They're as bad as yours. I mean, love thine enemies. If I were to listen to that, I would have been dit. His words were cut short by a bearded mouth joining his own. Just shut up, Jesus said with a mischievous grin.
Shut up.
Jesus ripped off his robe, revealing his bronzed muscles.
Mm. Oh, I thought you were going to say his bra.
Feels like I'm wearing nothing at all.
No, nothing,
nothing
at all.
Nothing at all.
Stupid sexy Flanders.
Wow, it's been too long since I've gazed upon the chest of the Lord, Sonic said as he bit his bottom lip. Jesus plopped down onto the awaiting mattress, sending a small shockwave through the room that knocked a lamp off of the bedstand. Jesus fucking Christ, can't you just lay down?
Not yet.
Ha! Can't you just lay down like a normal person?
What was that pause?
It took me a second to process it because I had read farther down in the sentence and lost track of what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic said without realizing his pun. See? It happens. Sonic placed the lamp back on the stand and opened up the top drawer.
Oh, good thing that was resolved.
Well, we're gonna need this, he exclaimed as he took out a packet of lube. Who buys packets? Just get the bottle.
It's easy to put in a pocket. Wait, how do either of them have pockets?
All right, I'm gonna go...
His butt.
Who's...
Another kiss between the two, and Sonic began to slide off Jesus' undergarments, revealing his stiff cock. Sonic slowly took his index finger and moved it up the length of Jesus' member, making Christ shake with pleasure. Sonic, don't tease me, bruh.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
He said as he shivered. Gotta go fast, Sonic whispered. I'm sorry. Gotta go fast. Sonic whispered sensually into the Son of God's ear. He ripped open the packet with his teeth and let the cold liquid dribble down Christ's cock. He grasped it with his hands and lubed up the rest of his shaft while simultaneously jerking him off. A tiny bit of pre-cum trickled out of Jesus' head, and Sonic eagerly lapped it up. Jesus looked into Sonic's eyes as he slid his cock into Sonic's tight asshole. Sonic moaned with pleasure, and Jesus smiled a smile that lit up the room. Sonic began to pick up speed and was soon bouncing up and down on Christ's dick. Christ edged closer and closer to completion and squeezed Sonic's round ass. Sonic, I'm close! Jesus managed to grunt out, You're too slow!
You know what I want? You know the yo gung from like Tenchi Muyo? I want that.
Yo!
You got it. Sonic yelled as he and Christ finished in sync. Sonic fell off of Jesus of Nazareth and was, in case there was any confusion, and was breathing heavily beside him. We need to see each other more often, he thought to himself as he drifted off to sleep. Good night, Blue. Jesus whispered as he kissed Sonic gently on the forehead and shut off the light, drifting off into a deep slumber with a content smile. Chapter 2! Good God, David.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, where's the stuff posted?
Where else would it be?
Probably in staff chat. Anyway. A firm slap on the ass and a bearded face against the own startled Sonic slightly before he realized the perpetrator and allows himself to fall into a deep kiss, letting his wrist drop into the bowl. His bowl, not the bowl. His bowl of egg whites and sugar.
Hey, don't Dave, scare me like that. Wait a minute. You've been riding the WWE commentary train for like weeks now without us doing a show. Why don't you do that?
Okay. A firm slap on the ass and a bearded face against his own startled Sonic slightly before he realizes the perpetrator and allows himself to fall into a deep kiss, letting his wits drop into the bowl of egg whites and sugar.
His bowl.
His bowl of red, white, egg, red, white, and blueger.
Red, white,
blueger?
Red, white, and blueger. Don't scare me like that, Sonic stated with a grin. A small slap on Christ's chest. Be Rey Mysterio, damn it.
Do I have to put in, like, the slap noise there?
Yes. Give me a chop followed by a woo!
Sure.
In fact, you can use that woo! To be like, woo! Logan, give me your woo!
Woo!
Round table, give me everyone's best woo.
Woo!
That's just air escaping your fat.
I was saying woo words.
Thank you, Logan. I'm glad you got it.
Woo! Sign up now for our Patreon to get our exclusive text notification pack. Who's woo. Your woo?
Woo!
Can we do like an album of like woo songs? Just like woo, 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 woo,
songs to honk to.
Why don't you just have me do freaking like mic spam where I replace the MIDI lead instrument with the woos?
Yeah.
Yes. Boom. Boom. Woo, 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 woo,
woo,
woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo.
Oh, that's so sour. Back to the slapping. So see, I was doing Cruel Angel's Woosis.
Beautiful. I'm curious, if we don't stop him, is he actually going to do this for the rest of the episode?
Yeah.
I think he'll get tired of it. Anyway,
wooing actually really hurts the voice box, so yeah. I wouldn't recommend it, kids. Three sentences in and have already blown my voice box. Good stuff, Dave.
Anyway, good job.
Friday Night Fanfiction is brought to you by you, the Patreons. Make sure you subscribe at patreon.com/FridayNightFanfic.
Sign up now for our exclusive extended 60-minute marathon of David wooing. Dave, I'm gonna loop it. There, that's all I needed. I just needed 5 seconds. We're good.
Oh, I was doing Party and Bullshit by Biggie Smalls.
Don't scare me like that,
Sonic stated with a grin and a small slap on Christ's chest. Jesus chuckled while he loosened his tie and set his wallet on and hat on the kitchen table.
This tie?
Casual businessman, Jesus.
I thought you liked surprises.
Not when there's a killer on the loose. Speaking of which, how was work? Said Sonic as he picked up his whisk and speedily prepared merengue.
That's tequila, not merengue.
Okay, I don't know what a merengue song sounds like, so...
It's boring. Merengue is boring.
Well, tequila is not boring, so I'm not going to do that. Jesus's weight made his chair creak Jesus. As he... Zeus's.
And then along came Zeus's.
Weight made his chair creak as he plopped into it with a sigh.
Well, we found another one. Still no leads, though.
Sonic slipped his lemon meringue pie into the oven, and walked over to Along Came Jesus of Nazareth, rubbing his partner's shoulders and giving him a soft kiss on the cheek.
From the makers of the Martin sitcom, Jesus.
Jesus!
Oh, we're not making that a bit? Okay.
Well. No, you did it. That's the end of the bit that I wanted.
No, you have to keep going ad nauseum until the credits roll and Sister Sister comes on.
I forgot that was a show.
Sister Sister!
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
It's a good thing baby can't hear it.
That's what the fucking commercial break for Sister Sister was.
Step one, woo your voice box into oblivion. Step two, scream Sister Sister until you don't have a voice.
Sister Sister! That's gonna clip so bad.
Oh yeah, that is a solid wall right there. That's good.
Great.
Jesus loosened his tie. I already said that. Merengue. Jesus's weight. Creaky creak. Jesus of Nazareth. Rubbing his partner's shoulders and giving a soft kiss on the cheek.
Keep your hopes up. Maybe call in some angels to help.
As much as I hate to admit it, I may need their help. Christ sighed.
I just...
His words were cut short by a kiss by the blue blur.
Don't worry about it too much while you're here, Sonic said,
as he planted a soft peck on Jesus's bare neck.
Mwah. Mwah.
How about I try and take your mind off the case for a while, said Sonic. Have you ever heard, hold on. I have to find it real quick.
So how you guys doing?
I'm hungry.
Shut up, right?
Just eating some pasta.
Nice.
I could go for some pasta.
Go make yourself some fucking pasta.
I'm on the show.
So? That didn't stop me.
Is it a meme? Do I have to get the meme? I just want the lyrics for it.
Remember when you were making out with your first girlfriend, Jesus, and came right as she touched your leg? It was me, Jesus. I jerked you off at super speed, so it seemed like you came right at the woman's lightest touch.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I've seen it.
Yeah, Logan knows what we're talking about. In a Flash movie or a cartoon or something, I don't know what, Professor Zoom, which is like the reverse Flash from the future, the Flash is a very convoluted timeline.
Yes, I'm aware.
Barry was like, I don't like you, Professor Zoom. You're a butthole. And he's like, remember that time you kissed a girl, Barry, and then came in your pants? It was me jerking you off, Barry. I'm sorry, but I had to jerk you off, bro.
That wasn't real. That's an edit somebody made.
I know it's an edit. I absolutely know it's an edit. Like, anybody who reads the Flash comics, before you start sending me hate mail in my Prodigy inbox.
Considering the caliber of writers, it wouldn't surprise me if that was one of the one-off, like, what-if comics regarding the Flash.
Listen, if Jeff Johns was like, it's canon now that Professor Zoom jerked off Barry for a larf, I am all for it because that's kind of really funny. Real talk, sexual assault is not funny. Don't do it.
No.
But in this case, Barry Allen getting jerked off by Professor Zoom at supersonic speed, that's funny as fuck.
Also, to go back to the episode that's being edited right now, keep in mind, suicide is no laughing matter. In fact, during the pandemic and the last 4 years of the Trump presidency, suicide has gone up way too much. There is hope and there is help. Reach out. Call the suicide hotline. Text the suicide hotline. That being said, the fact that Jar Jar Binks' dad put the gun to his head because he was marooned on an island with Jar Jar is so funny.
But what if it's like a clown shooting himself? How is that not funny?
I mean, that's funny in an ironic sense, but...
What are you, fucking suicide hipster?
Sorry. Please continue, Dave.
He said with a mysterious smile. He chuckled as he nibbles Jesus' ear lightly and placed a hand. Wait, who just joined?
Oh, the patrons can join and listen.
Oh, well, welcome, patrons. Please subscribe to our patreon.com.
They already subscribe.
Well, you know what? I'll shill regardless. And placed a hand gingerly on his crotch.
Ew.
Jesus pulled Sonic into a deep kiss. Their tongues wrestled with each other. They pull apart, and their heavy breathing is the only thing that permeates the silence of the room. He's jerking off at this point. God damn it.
Yeah.
No way. You can't jerk off and write at the same time.
I'm way past jerking off. Sonic leans back against the table as Jesus comes back into the kiss, the hedgehog's neck. Sonic moans and bites his lip while Christ's beard scratches his neck, and he begins to undo the Son of God's belt.
David, that's the next wrestling belt you got to do, the Son of God's belt. Yes.
Logan, can you come up with the design of the Son of God's belt?
Sure.
Thanks, man. I'll put it in the game, and we can wrestle over it, but the wrestlers who do it can only wrestle in the nude. Jesus easily flips over his partner and Sonic braces himself on the table. That 4 foot tall hedgehog ready for the mile long dong of Christ.
I love this.
Ready for the second coming of God. Christ roughly removes Sonic's shorts? I thought he didn't wear pants.
That's just jorts. They're not shorts.
Oh, right. Sonic is so attitude that he's got like jorts. I got it. Yeah, okay. I got you.
Yeah, furry jorts.
And pulls, no, just jorts. It's not furry jorts, because that's not jorts at all. That's furts.
Furts?
No, furts. It's furts, not furts.
Okay, I'm looking up furts now. Is this an actual thing?
God, Sonic shorts and
Furt's name, meaning, and Furt's family history at Ancestry.com.
Yeah, all I'm getting for furry jorts is furries in jorts.
Oh, damn!
What?
Fines have been announced for any member of Congress that avoids the metal detector. $5,000 for the first offense and $10,000 for the second.
What about the third one?
I think it just stays $10,000 for everyone after that, and it's deducted directly from the members' salaries by the CAO. That's dope!
Let's fucking go.
What happens if they get a negative salary?
Then the metal detector gets to walk through them.
Sonic shorts and pulls his own pants to his knees before spitting in his hand. Ugh. Well, I mean, it's Christ spit, so it's probably genuine. But when it falls through the holes in his hand, so ugh. Anyway, spitting in his hands and attempting to lube his member.
Oh, just put it in, said Sonic longingly.
Jesus laughs and bites his lip as he pushes himself into Sonic. Wow. Sonic moans and squeezes his hands into fists as a mix of sharp pain and pleasure radiate from his backside. Jesus Christ!
Yes?
Sonic yelled as he hung his head down and breathed heavily in rhythm with the thrust. Jesus pulled Sonic towards him as he thrusted forward, grunting with each push. Christ grunt, Christ grunt. The blue bolt began moaning louder with each thrust into his tight ass. As he came closer and closer to climaxing, I'm... His sentence is cut short by his own loud moan. Christ begins to thrust harder and louder. His breathing becomes ragged, and his grunting reaching almost guttural in nature before finally coming and releasing his seed into Sonic. Wait, so Jesus is a two-pump chump? Is that what we're landing on?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes?
The author's also probably, like, raw now.
I can only keep up my writing boner for four paragraphs at best.
Hey, that's better than three.
I'm going to stop you there, Steve, because Harry Potter and the Secret of the Whatever the Fuck Gothic Girl, that was like pages of erotica in quotes.
Erotica?
Yeah, erotica, which is the Japanese character ka in hiragana, so.
Please continue.
Christ begins to thrust harder and louder, his breathing becoming ragged and his grunting reaching an almost guttural in nature before finally coming to his seat.
Wait, Logan, give me the guttural Sonic.
Now do that voice, but also say gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast.
Perfect.
Do that voice and say Bakamitai.
No.
Damn.
Please? For me?
No.
Come on, man.
Patreon goal.
Listen, Logan, I will send you back down to the minors in the wrestling show.
No.
You know what? I respect you for sticking to your guns, man.
We don't capitulate to terrorists.
You're going to be booked to first place. Because I can edit the power rankings, even though I don't. So you see it inside. Jesus returns to his seat, breathing heavily with his eyes closed, and Sonic pulls up his shorts before kissing his lover on the chin, his cheek. That's Jesus, so it should be a capital H, his cheek. A beep from the oven grabs Sonic's attention, and he rushes over to remove his delicate dessert from his oven. He places it on the table and chuckles to himself as he notices Christ snoring peacefully.
Sleep tight, see?
He says, and he places a soft kiss on the forehead before going into the bedroom and falling into the bed.
Span! Pee!
Nicely done. Thank you very much, Dave.
You're welcome, Steve. You're welcome, Logan. You're welcome, Val. You're welcome, Sean.
All right.
Wait, who's our guest listening in? Yeah, you're welcome, Lack. You're welcome, Riley. You're welcome, Sarah. You're welcome, Wolfie. You're welcome, right. Craig. You're welcome, Fergyark.
Fergyark.
Fergyark. Next up, Sean, you will be reading...
You got the wrong ghost. This is Obi, too.
Sean, you will be reading Jesus Goes to Space by I Always Want to Be With You. I got you, Logan.
Okay, Jesus Goes to Space. Story, Jesus Goes to Space.
Sean, just said in modern day, this story tells of Jesus, who ends up going into space by accident, God's fault. There, he meets the Star Trek crew, and they go on an adventure.
What is with this lack of capitals in this one? Shit, why am I in space? Jesus wondered, slowly revolving in the black abyss of blackness, and wondering what the fuck he was doing in such an absurd location. Where is Earth? No question mark. Where is Earth? He tried to recall the last thing he had been doing before being catapulted into this black void like a space monkey, but conveniently couldn't remember. Shit, son, I'm sorry. There was a booming voice.
This sounds a lot like the plot to Katamari Damacy.
Huh? Said Jesus.
What's Katamari Damacy, Jesus?
About $130.
Is it that expensive? No.
I meant to beam you up to heaven, but I think I catapulted you too far, said God.
Oops.
No shit, Sherlock. I'm in the middle of fucking nothing.
$15.
From GameStop?
Power to the players.
No, from eBay. Fuck GameStop.
Yeah, no, aww. It'd be like $50 at GameStop.
GameStop?
GameStop? Oh, man, I don't
fuck.
EB Games.
Yeah. Yeah. Electronics Boutique and Babbage's.
Babbage, Babbage, Babbage.
I'm sorry, son. I'll figure this out somehow, I promise.
Oh, you just reminded me, Sean. I am also sorry, son, that your first word is ba 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 ba.
Creavers.
That's exactly what we all said. As we started going ba 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 ba, like I look at Val, and we just gotta say Creavers at the same time.
That's reasonable.
I hope you're happy with what we've done, Dave.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know. Cheers.
It's not very often I get to use my beaming skills, see? I prefer to send most people hurtling to hell.
Hmm.
Are you omnipotent, omniscient, omnibus, and omnipresent? Come on, man. Just teleport me back to your place. Sorry, dude. I only have powwows over Earth.
Fire, wind, water, and heart.
Go, planet!
By all powers combined, I am a mullet man.
Played by Don Cheadle.
That's cool. I like Don Cheadle.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm. There was silence as Jesus considered his current predicament, floating in literal nothingness. He gradually floated leftwards, although there wasn't really a left, as he was rolling all over the fucking place, and bashed his head against a star. Fuck that hurt! Jesus patted his head, and his
There's
hair...
There's no comment, so it's fuck that hurt!
Fuck that hurt! Jesus patted his head, and his hair burst into flames. Shit, shit, shit! And then the laws of physics remembered that there was no oxygen in space, and so the fire subdued to a low crackle. So, am I stuck here? I'm sorry, BB. I'll figure something out. Bye for now, my pizza is here.
Oh, pizza.
You fucking... Jesus began, his words being cut off as a gigantic spaceship collided with his face. Shit, what the fuck? A guy with pointy ears and a terrible bowl cut.
These deities swear a lot.
You'd think they wouldn't have to, what with their omnipotence and whatnot.
Well, this isn't a deity. A guy with pointy ears and a terrible bowl cut stuck his head out the window.
Frodo?
Dude, what the fuck are you doing in my way? He frantically hit the windshield wiper button in an attempt to gently brush off the slightly 2D Jesus.
So Jesus is a Hanna-Barbera character.
Apparently.
I was thinking like a Wile E. Coyote.
Uh-oh, Jesus, here comes God. Bongo running. I can't do the bongo running with my mouth, but just, you know, lift it from the Flintstones and put it in here.
Jesus was slammed and crushed by the gigantic, angry wipers. He fell off the bonnet. I guess this person is from England. Hey, can I come in? He asked, brushing down his robes.
Never.
Why? Asked the man with road rage and a bowl cut. Jesus was about to answer when he noticed that his floaty robe was now floating around his head.
Oh no, he's gonna look up my skirt! Ow, no!
While the breezy robe had been beneficial in the holy crib, it apparently wasn't too good for spacewear. His flip-flops were also merrily waving goodbye as they hurtled off at dangerous velocities in opposite directions, and his beard was also defying gravity and slapping him in the face. I'm bored and this sucks, Jesus said bluntly.
Sean, you will keep that sass down while we're live and doing the show.
No, never. I will be as sassy as I want to be.
Snap, snap, head bob.
Okay, said the man with the spandex blue suit and a bowl cut, rolling down the window further. Float on in.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Welcome back from the thing you were doing, Logan. You are...
I'm taking a shit.
Yes, you were. You're on page 3 of this next story.
Okay. I don't even know what we're reading.
It's Jesus goes to space.
But why? Why does he go to space? What's my motivation?
You're Jesus. And you don't know why you're in space.
All right. And you said page 3?
Yes.
All right. 3 hours later, Jesus had finally managed to navigate his way into the window after floating off in the opposite direction approximately 300 times and almost entering orbit of two neighboring planets multiple times. Eventually, he found that the breaststroke was the most efficient method of moving. After these many close shaves with death, he was grateful to eventually get inside the obviously cardboard spaceship. The man with the terrible bowl cut wound... Is that Jesus? The man with the terrible bowl cut wound the window shut, and gravity returned to normal.
Sorry, I had to step away. Pizza was important. What happened?
Pizza? We got pizza?
Do you have enough pizza for the rest of us?
Yeah, did you get me pizza?
Jesus, can we make pizza for everybody?
No!
Nope, sorry, give me the guttural Sonic voice saying no again.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
By Earth standards, and Jesus banged his head against the floor. Logan, you must allow us to have the pizza, Logan. No. Yes. No.
Why do I feel like you're about to reveal some backstory to me from Doom?
Thousands of years ago, you gave me the pizza. Why not now? I shan't give you the pizza. Oh, I forgot we were not doing that. My bad, dude. Your mother's in here with us, Garrus.
Oh, cool. What's she doing?
Hand job. And Jesus banged his head against the floor. I am the Black Scorpion. His robe finally obeying and returning to its proper, more dignified position.
Much more dignified position.
So dignified. Have you seen how dignified it was? It was pretty dignified. Son, did I never tell you not to get into cars with strangers?
Brazzers!
Is this a PSA?
A booming voice resounded.
Wait. I want to stop for just a second.
Today on a very special after-school special. Every year, some dumb kid gets in a dryer. That's no good.
Give me a sec. Okay, I need to do this. Here you go. I send it to you by yourself, Logan. Give me this in Sonic Demon voice.
Kids, there's nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like. But if someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's no good.
Beautiful.
It's your body. No one has the right to touch you if you don't want them to. So what do? First, you say no. Then you get out of there. Most important, you gotta tell someone you trust, like your parents, your teacher, or a police officer. Unfortunately, none of those people can be trusted, because if your parents are the one who's touching you, you're fucked.
Nope, done. All right, show's over. I'll catch you guys next week.
Oh, that was good. All right, please continue.
I have to get back to the document. Give me a sec.
Shut up, okay? Spaceships do not donut count.
Donut.
I want donuts now.
Plus, you're an ass and got me stuck here in the first place. So there is no way I was just gonna float around there all day.
Jesus tantrumed, folding his arms over his chest.
When you get back here, you are totally grounded.
Grounded. So what's your name?
Asked rebellious Jesus.
I'm Steve-O.
Looking at the man with the bowl cut.
Spud, like the potato. What about you?
Jesus, I'm the son of God, you know.
Jesus puffed out his chest. Puffed his chest out. Fuck you.
Sure you are.
Spud snorted, combing his bowl cut back into proper order.
Do you know how to drive this thing?
No. Isn't that your job?
Jesus asked, baffled.
I actually stole this. I usually hit random buttons and it works.
Nice.
He strolled over to the control panel, and there was a dramatic camera panning of his face as he randomly hammered the controls. The spaceship lurched, kangarooed, and stalled.
Fuck.
He kicked the control panel, and it sputtered back into life.
That's my attack stone. It's just you going, fuck.
Fuck. Fucking clutch. I need an automatic.
He steered away from the curb and narrowly avoided being sucked into a black hole as he angrily blasted through stars.
Okay, so there. The argument from many seasons ago is settled in David's favor. You do get sucked into a black hole.
Wrong.
Not again.
He's still wrong.
Also, I have been muted this entire time and I didn't realize it.
But you don't get sucked into a black hole, Steve. That was Logan's argument. You fall into it.
Wrong. You were the one who said sucked.
I said fall. Go back and read the tapes.
He's completely wrong. And now he's flipped it. He flipped his argument, and therefore he's agreeing with me now.
I never flipped my argument. It was always fall.
Stare at the magnetic tape.
Stare at my dick. Why don't you fucking fall into a black hole?
Okay.
So funny. It's so funny.
Oh, shit. Riley's PMing me. What happened?
He's PMing you that you're wrong.
He's not PMing me that I'm wrong. He's PMing me that's... Oh, wait. Oh, Riley posted the black hole.
Oh. I think you're wrong, buddy.
I'm listening to it right now.
At this point in the tape, put on your copy of Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Yes, I'm right. Riley proves me right. Fuck you, you unscientific swine.
I love you guys. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Riley. You get promoted to best in wrestling.
Wow.
I'm editing Riley's power ranking right now.
Where are we going?
Asked Jesus, petting his pet unicorn.
I'm going to reach the end of this blackness.
Huh? Huh?
Basic logic is basic. Everything has an end. Therefore, space has an end. If you keep going in one direction, then it must end.
It doesn't end. It's infinite.
Well, no, one direction broke up.
It's not infinite, but there's no reason that space-time can't be a curve. And therefore, if you go enough curve. Same direction, you'll end up back where you started.
Logan.
Yes?
Question, and this is a question for the group. Do we want to turn off the announcers in the wrestling game?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought we were going to do the announcing.
I don't have that kind of power, man.
I thought you were going to say you don't have that kind of time.
I mean, I don't, but...
He doesn't have that either.
Everything started from something, so there can't be nothing, so there must be an end.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay!
Okay!
Are we there yet?
No!
Yes, Jesus, bored.
No, fuck off.
So bored.
Footnote.
Always I wanna be with you. And make believe with you. And live in harmony
alone.
Anyway, Riley, you're number two in the power rankings now. Good job, bro.
You're supposed to put me at number one?
I'm at number one, so no.
You said you were going to put me at number one because I said I was going to
put you in ass command.
No.
Yeah,
you said earlier this podcast.
No, that I said I would put you at ass command, and then that you're the prisoner now of ass command.
Ass command.
Yes.
Look, listen, if I get demoted down, I will put you at number one. But I got to number one by computer simulation, so I'm going to keep it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I know you'd be juicing it.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yes, I use internet steroids to increase my power ranking.
All right, now can I move on to the next story? Because Val has yet to read.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
That's your fault, man.
Val... We're moving on from deities to cryptid, maybe? What does Dracula count as?
A vampire?
Yeah, but what is a vampire?
A vampire?
Isn't cryptid only animals and whatnot?
Like a mythic?
Yeah, mythical, yeah.
Monster?
Legendary, we'll call it legendary. This is Trevor discovers a dodgy letter in
Mysterious myths or legendary legends.
This is... Trevor discovers a dodgy letter in the Belmont vault. I'm also going to say that this is the last story of the night because I'm very tired.
God, you're old. Somebody give me a Reuben.
Dude, I would if I could, man, but I'm like several states away and Florida has an anti-Reuben policy.
Huh. Fucking, I hate their stupid Cuban policy.
Yeah, I know, right? Wait. That's, Cubans are actually pretty good sandwiches, though.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
No, they're just inferior Reubens.
No, they're not.
Logan, Reubens are gross because they have sauerkraut on them.
Yeah, it's the good shit.
No, it's not.
Cubans are nasty because they got coleslaw.
No. No.
But anyways, let's continue.
Okay. Summary. While Alucard, Trevor, and Sypha, or Sypha, are
Selfie.
Damn it!
Yeah, Selfie. Are searching the Belmont Vault to find a way to stop Dracula, Trevor stumbles across a letter that he wishes he never found. Chapter 1, Trevor discovers a dodgy letter in the Belmont Vault. It's no good, sighed Sypha. Or Sypha.
It's no good.
Are we just doing this like Sonic X whatever this particular go-around?
Yeah.
Whatever. Slamming yet another book shut. If only I could come up with a way to freeze Dracula's castle, I could. Trevor, what's wrong? Sypha looked up from the book to find Trevor rooted to the spot, his mouth agape, and as his eyes darted across the single page in his hand. Sypha, Trevor, and Alucard had spent several hours searching the Belmont Vault for something useful they could use against Dracula. Had Trevor finally found something of use? With a relieved smile, Sypha plucked the page from Trevor only to discover that it was a letter. Oh god, Sypha, please don't! Pleaded Trevor, but he was too late. She'd already begun to read, and once she had started, there was no way. Yeah, I read that right. There was no way that she could stop. She had been expecting perhaps some useful notes, since the page had seemingly been stuffed between the pages of a particularly old-looking book. So naturally, she was utterly shocked to discover that it was a letter of a particularly raunchy nature.
Ooh.
It's some Sonic X Jesus fan fiction.
Oh, no.
It clearly hadn't been intended for anyone other than the receiver, but she literally couldn't pull her eyes away. That's when you discover that you're into smut. My sweet little whorish Leon. Oh, that starts well. I can safely assure you that your previous letter fulfilled its intent. I pulled myself off twice as I read it, caking it with my... with my sticky seed to the extent that I had to carefully prize it open later so as not to tear it as I indulge in your erotic words once more. And I am delighted to hear that you enjoy being fucked arseways. Yes.
Arseways?
Yes, arseways. It is with great arousal that I recall the night when I fucked you for so long backwards, you dirty little slut. My keen cock. How is a cock keen? Whatever. Was plunging inside of you for hours.
I don't know. I like to think my cock is pretty keen.
I would too.
Key or keen?
Yeah, keen like Commander Keen.
Mm-hmm.
The helmet and everything.
I'm not old enough to know what that is, so.
Oh my god.
Fucking in and out of your upturned rump. I felt your toned sweaty buttocks under my belly as I fucked you. Your face flushed and eyes longing and mad. And with every fuck I gave you came your desperate pleading, shamelessly begging me to fuck you harder. And as I gave you bigger fucks, your pathetic pleading was joined by your fat, dirty farts.
Yep, that's where this is going.
Like the...
Yep.
Come on.
Spluttering from your shivering backside... You had an arse full of farts that night.
Girl, you got an arse full of farts.
My darling.
Can you please, please clip that?
Yes. And I fucked them out of you, each giving a unique musical ring to my eager ears. Oh, and he goes describing them. Big fat fellows. Long, winding, wet ones. Quick little merry cracks and those tiny little naughty fartsies that ended in a long gush as I pulled my prick from your hole. So he's basically like plunging him like a toilet. It is truly wonderful to fuck a farting fellow when every fuck drives a fart from him.
Is he fucking a pan flute?
This was another Jesus fic, wasn't it?
No, we were switching.
Oh, okay.
I just made the joke about Sonic X Jesus.
Yeah. I feel that I wouldn't know your fart anywhere, Leon. I think that I could pick yours out in a room full of farting Belmonts.
Jesus.
Yeah, we just read stories about him.
Yep.
It is a rather girlish fart, not like the rumbling, smelling ones that other warriors have. I hope that you will let off your farts in my face, Leon, so I may come to know their smell as well.
My turn!
Yes, please finish that letter.
Good night, my farting little Leon, my dirty little fuckbird. I expect to hear in great detail how you pleasured and touched yourself while poring over this letter of mine.
Oh, goddamn, I read ahead.
Yeah.
Write me another one dirtier and nastier than before. Yours, Vladdy Daddy, Count Dracula. Cypher's eyes were, I almost said pooping, popping out of her head. She tuned to Trevor, struggling to come up with anything to say. Cypher, muttered Trevor urgently, reaching for the letter. Let's just pretend that we never saw this. We'll put it back in the book I found it in, shove it back onto the shelf, and hope that it is never found again. Just whatever you do, don't tell Alucard! Bellowed Cypher, her voice echoing, Hey Alucard, we found something! Is there a way we can locate and trap the castle? Asked Alucard, appearing suddenly and reaching for the letter. Trevor, however, ripped it from his grasp and held it above his head. Alucard clicked his tongue impatiently. I can't click my tongue right now. I'm very thirsty. Can somebody else do it? You summoned my horse by mistake. Seriously, Belmont, this is not the time for playing games. You could have torn it. Oh, trust me, it'd be a lot better if it was torn. Stop fucking around.
Torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how
I still can't
feel.
Get that mashup out of my head, Dave, of In the End meets One Piece.
I mean, it's really good.
It's really good. Stop fucking around and hand it over. Alucard, no! Rip. As the two struggled, the letter tore down the middle. Alucard angrily flicked his hair back as he held the two pieces of the worn letter up to his face. His expression softened into an amused grin when he began to read. I can't even pretend to be surprised, he chuckled. Considering your family's history, this hardly comes as a shock. Alucard, I'm telling you, it's nothing to be ashamed of, Belmont, your ancestors. Alucard, really? You can't control their kinks, but you... Alucard cut off, the smirk on his face quickly turning to a look of horror as he discovered who the letter was from. The two sides of the letter fell down by his sides, his hands shaking. Alucard, began Cypher, but he silenced her by holding up his palm. Then, unable to face them anymore, he transformed into a bat and hastily flew to the top of the highest bookshelf hiding from sight. Well, don't say I didn't warn you, yelled Trevor, his face flushed. After the echo of his shout died down, the Belmont vault was plunged into silence once more. Eventually, Cypher opened her mouth to speak, the two pieces of the letter now clutched in her hand. Trevor shot a warning glance at her, which she chose to ignore. Wow, I didn't know Dracula had a farting fetish! She exclaimed, rereading the letter once more. Despite the fact that a red-faced Trevor was actively avoiding her gaze, she continued, Hey! I wonder, do you think if we brought this letter to the castle and read it, we could kill Dracula with embarrassment?
I'm fairly certain he's quite proud of his farting fetish.
I mean, he reads a lot of Yoshizilla Redisaurus.
Trevor legitimately pondered her proposal for a moment. Perhaps, but this is Dracula we're dealing with. It'd be best to at least have a plan B, just in case.
Yeah.
And so... The search continued. That's my new Steam name, Vladdy Daddy. And finally, we have the scintillating story called Seductress by Just Spurky. This is, I believe, our first Cars fan fiction.
Oh, good God.
I believe so.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Lightning McQueen fucked my mom.
He came in and was like, oh, Logan, you're going to be my new son, Kerchow.
Kerchow. Holly knows what she wants from Mater, and Holly knows that with the right moves, Mater will be eating out of her tire. M/S11, non-humanized. Chapter 1, Seductress. David, you get the entire author's note.
Oh, shit, that sounds like it's long.
Author's note. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first non-humanized Mater and Holly one-shot Lemon.
Oh my god, his voice is adding such prestige to this. I feel like I'm at an auction with rich people.
Granted, this is very hard to write. Very hard to write. But I am known for achieving the impossible. But really, got awkward at times. I will be sharing with you my theory on how cars have sex.
Wonderful.
Mostly based around the Transformers theory.
David, is this your application to become a TED Talker?
I would absolutely love to be like new Dave Attenborough. Like, I've already got the first name, the Dave Hovenborough. I'm good with it.
Let me tell you my theory about how cars can have sex.
If you want, you may skip over it and just cut to the beginning of the story. The Transformers theory suggests that the cap in between the legs, I don't remember the actual name of it, but if you have seen Transformers 1, it's the thing that Bumblebee uncapped and peed on one of the Sector 7 guys.
What? What?
Yeah.
It was John Turturro. He was like, oh, I got peed on. It's oil. Gross.
Was this a thing that actually happened in Transformers
1? Yes, it was.
Yes, that is a thing that actually happened.
Yes, and sadly, that is the only good Transformers movie.
Yeah.
I've watched 3 of them, I would know.
I've watched 4.
The word Transformers theory suggests that there are 2 tubes inside, one for lubricants, the other for reproduction. When mating with a female, the male Cybertronian would uncap the second tube, revealing a long, thin wire, similar to a car antenna, that would serve as what humans call a penis.
That's not great reception.
Ah, but you see, here's where it gets interesting. The female would uncap her own cap, and the male would insert it in. Now, since we're dealing with the cars universe, I have slightly altered it so as to fit better with the mechanics and workings of a car's body. My theory states that, like a transformer, a male car as a cap. This part of my theory is from when Lightning rushes into docks and sees Sheriff on the lift, which could mean that he saw the cap. And when Ramon was showing Minnie and Van his Von Dutch tattoo. As for the female part of the reproduction act, my theory for them is nothing I can base off from what I've seen in Cars 1 and 2, since all that is referred to sex is from the males. Like when Holly went to retrieve the device off of Mater, because there's no reference to the female aspect of it at all. It is mostly up to the imagination. Now, I highly doubt that the exhaust pipe would be how it would work. Frankly,
I'm gonna need a PowerPoint presentation at this point.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Frankly, I believe that is how the baby is delivered, since it would be easier for the midwife to help the female give birth.
What the?
My theory is that, like Transformers, there is a cap. Only the cap. Only the cap does not contribute to the other bodily functions like the male genitalia. Instead, there is a cap that is entirely different and would serve as a vagina of sorts. When the male ejaculates into the hole, it flows down to the inner workings of the body. It goes to the car version of a uterus. If you want to read my theory on pregnancy process of cars.
So, important question. Is the car version of a uterus a catalytic converter?
No. It would be the oil pan.
No, I don't know. Maybe it's when the sedan becomes a hatchback.
No, a sedan does not become a hatchback. A hatchback is hatched from a sedan. Remember, it's smaller, has to grow into a sedan.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Anyway, Volkswagen Golfs eventually become Volvo station wagons. That's just regular physics, people. I mean, stick with me on this.
I want to know about this theory on pregnancy.
Now, if you want to read my theory on the pregnancy process of cars, then go to my DeviantArt page and read it in my journal entries. It's not up at present times, as I am still in the process of writing it.
If you want to read the thing that I haven't finished writing yet, please wait.
If you want to read the thing I haven't finished writing, tough titties. Okay, now that I have established my theory, we can get to the show. We can get this show on the road. Disclaimer, I claim no right to the wonderful world that is cars.
that rightfully belongs to the Walt Disney Company and Pixar Animation Studios. I only own my cause theory. Words? 1910. Special thanks to my awesome friend and future mental ward patient roommate, Miri McQueen 314.
Wait, what?
Miri
McQueen 314.
Oh, Mir McQueen, not Miri as in our patron Miri.
No.
Miri and Epidel McQueen for life. For constantly pushing me to write this with my theory. And for pushing me to make history and write this. You rock. Now, a small aside, it's not a theory, it's an hypothesis. I haven't actually done any scientific study of this. I'm bullshit.
I am bullshit. Next up, I believe, is Sean, and then Logan and Val.
Sean and Logan and Val. Sean, Logan, Val, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
What's your favorite Robbie Rotzen quote?
I don't know who that is.
Robbie Rotzen is the bad guy from Lazy Town. He is constantly wanting Sportacus to be lazy and get fat.
Oh, is he the one that thinks he's number one?
No, he doesn't think he's number one. He is number one.
I haven't watched the show, so more than like half an episode.
Well, I've got great news for you as a mother. When you go and raise your child will be very interested in shows that have all kinds of movement and things that are colorful. Lazy Town is quite good.
Also, Milk Drop is basically crack.
Milk Drop is basically crack for babies.
Are you gonna fucking make your child watch Milk Drop?
Hello, little child. Stevicus, little one.
Stevicus?
Listen, Milk Drop is not the way.
Oh, dear Dump Truck Tragbot. Dump Truck. Watch this Milk Drop.
Stop doing it. Don't look at Dump Truck Milk Truck.
Dump Truck Milk Truck.
Milk Truck Milk Truck.
Sean, read the damn story.
Oh. I'm just going to go back to the porn of cars I posted and not safe for work instead.
The porn of cars. I wish you wouldn't post it there. I have a sacred lining in there, and it's very sad that I see things do that.
If
Mater and Holly were enjoying a nice, quiet day in Mater's home. After his little shack collapsed, Mater moved back into the house that he grew up in. It was a beautiful three-story townhouse. When Holly asked Mater why he moved out, he got all quiet, and so
Mater
Holly...
Mater went like, get her done!
He got all quiet, and so Holly had switched topics. They were currently parked in the living room, watching Lightning Race. The living room was spacious. It was painted a smooth blue color, with a U, which is the proper way to spell color, and had white flowers decorated around it. There were also double French doors. Hi, Val.
Hi.
To the right, and that led out to a small garden. Mater had told Holly that in the spring, that the whole side of the house would be covered in flowers. Holly's attention was drawn to the small swing. Just go with it, please.
Please.
That was in the shade of a large oak tree. She wondered if that had been Mater's favorite place to be. Come on, McQueen. Mater shouted next to Holly.
Get her done.
Her out of her daze.
What does get aw done mean?
It means get her done.
McQueen was currently rounding turn four. His competitor's two turns behind.
Wow-wee!
Mater shouted. As his best friend crossed the finish line first, Holly smiled at her boyfriend. She nuzzled into his side, and Mater smiled down at the jaguar. Holly loved Mater. Everyone knew that. But she was often asked why such a car as herself would be with a car such as him. But Holly didn't care what other cars thought.
I don't care what other cars think. That's my character back arc.
She loved Mater, and Mater loved her. She often found herself wondering if Mater had ever been with someone else besides her. When she would ask the townsfolk about her question, they would get silent and say that Mater didn't like talking about it. From that, Holly strived to try to be the perfect girlfriend, but as she and Mater grew closer, her needs grew too. She had moved in with Mater, and they slept together every night, but they never did anything.
Why you so quiet, Holly? Mater asked.
Holly focused back into the present. now notice the now turned off TV and her boyfriend looking worriedly at her.
It's nothing, Mater, Holly said, giving him a reassuring smile. I know something's wrong, Holly, Mater said. Please tell me.
Holly searched his chocolate eyes for a moment before thinking up a plan.
I want you to make me fart.
Chocolate eyes making me fart in front of other guys. Chocolate eyes.
She smiled and rolled further, attaching her lips to Mater's. She smiled into the kiss and opened her mouth as Mater's tongue mapped out her mouth like they had done so many times before. Holly extended her tire and placed it on the side of Mater's face, pulling him closer. Closer until she was all the way down her throat.
Closer.
Holly let out a small moan as Mater pulled his mouth away for air.
Holly,
Mater said, staring down at the Jaguar.
I love you, Mater, Holly said.
I thought you said, because it glitched me, I love you, Nader, as in like Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader?
Yeah.
Sure.
I love you, Nader,
Holly said, batting her windshield at her boyfriend. She could see that Mater was, if not already, mud in her tires.
I love you too, Holly, Mater said as his girlfriend attached their lips again. Mater let out a low groan as Holly playfully bit his lower lip. Holly's windshield was half shut, but she saw that Mater's eyes were fully closed as they kissed. Holly pulled away and put on her best seductive smile.
How about we continue this upstairs, Mater? Holly said in a sultry voice.
Cars can't climb stairs.
You don't know that.
I mean, they can if they have square tires.
That's also like
the Canadian tires.
No, you put chains on them.
Chains on the square tires.
No, not on the square tires. You literally chain your tires.
Logan, you're up.
Oh, man, why do I gotta be up?
Because you're up and then Val.
All right. Mater's eyes grew wide, but one look into his girlfriend's alluring eyes, and he was helpless against her. Mater didn't respond, but followed Holly as she drove up the ramp leading upstairs to the bedrooms. See, it's ramps, you dumb shit.
Got him.
Holly smiled as she looked in her mirror, watching Mater follow her like a lost puppy.
Honk, honk.
No honks. She drove past the only locked door in the house. Holly has always wondered what laid hidden behind the door that Mater didn't want her to see.
That's where we keep Grandma.
It's actually where Lightning McQueen goes and he takes his tires off, which is like cutting off his limbs or something.
Oh, God, that's basically amputation. That's hot.
All right.
Wow.
She had often contemplated removing the door whenever she was alone, but she didn't want to disobey his trust, so she left it for him to tell her in his own time. Holly looked in her mirror again as she entered their bedroom. She did a 180 turn and was cut off guard.
She went, pew-ow.
Placed his lips on hers. Holly smiled into the kiss, slowly going in reverse until she felt her back fender hit the wall. She raised herself a little bit on her left side when Mater separated their lips. Holly, are you sure you want to do this? I'm sorry, I can't do Larry the Cable Guy.
No, you done?
No.
No.
Okay, well then get her done.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Oh, damn, he got you good. You were standing there making, like, funny noises, and he was like, man, my big dick's coming through.
I've never been more sure of anything in my life, Holly reassured her boyfriend. Mater nodded his hood and helped her onto her hood. You okay? Mater asked. I'm fine, Holly assured her boyfriend as a swish sound made its presence known. Swish. It was the sound of her cap opening and fluid slowly leaking out from it.
Gross.
Mater took one gulp of air before he hoisted himself on top of Holly as his own cap opened up. Holly, he asked in a quiet voice. Yes, Mater? Holly asked in a controlled tone. Every part of her body was aching aching for him to pour gas inside, I think. I think that's how this works. Have you ever done it with somebody before? He asked.
File taxes?
Holly breathed her out and spoke, no, she replied. Mater nodded his hood. It's gonna hurt, Holly.
Jeez, you're not supposed to ram it in.
I know, Holly breathed out, expanding her tires as she...
Extending
her tires as she felt him against her opening. Mater slowly extended his thick wire and placed it at her opened. This guy is fucking masturbating to cars. That's so fucking weird, man.
That's gross.
He watched as tiny sparks flew around as he pushed more of his wire into her. She's going to blow up.
Yeah, they're going to catch on fire.
She's going to blow right up.
Yep.
Val, you're up.
Oh.
Yeah, read this fucked up car is fixed.
He heard Holly moan from underneath him. Oh. Mater, she shouted as he came to her wall. Mater took a deep breath before pushing his wire through the wall. Holy screaming below him. You okay, Holly? He asked her. Just give me a moment, Mater, Holly said in between panted breaths. She moved around on her hood and better situated herself. She felt Mater place sweet kisses on her as he let her have time. Thank goodness. She felt his tires on her sides as they gently messaged hers. Okay.
Consume Prilosect.
Okay, Holly said, giving Mater the green light to continue on. Mater started to slowly reel his wire in and then slowly push it back in.
In and in again and then again. In, by and the in, time you're in, done, you're in some sort of Gordian knot.
Yep. Finding a strange enjoyment in hearing Holly mutter and incoherent words.
Incontinent words.
Yes. Under her breath. Faster, Holly commanded as Mater thrust his wire faster inside of her. Mater grunted as he began to break out in a sweat. He hadn't done this in 25 some years. Okay.
Same.
Oh, that's weird. That's a weird sentence.
Yeah. He felt a familiar fire start to burn up inside of him. He's catching on fire now. That's the sparks from earlier.
Whoosh.
Familiar fire. Screw you. Shut up. Shut your mouth. Fire that warned him that he was close to exploding. Holy, he said as he felt himself become tighter around her, meaning she was close too. I'm gonna... He started as Holly let out a low moan.
Mater!
She shouted, as he felt his wire being covered in her fluids. With one final grunt, Mater felt the fluids running down his wire and exiting into Holly. The two cars panted hard for what seemed like years. Sorry, microphone. Mayor, okay, had reeled in his wire and closed his cap, so apparently there's a third person in here. Holly doing the same. Mater took a second before he carefully rolled off of Holly and helped her to her wheels. She smiled at him and connected their lips. Thank you, Mater, she said as Mater smiled his goofy smile. The two cars stayed like that for a while before they both fell asleep. So what did you all think? Was it good? Do you need a cold shower?
I don't know about a cold shower, but a shower, yes.
Yeah. I know it was probably awkward reading it. It was awkward for me to write it. But we both got through it, didn't we?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it was probably pretty bad. I haven't written this stuff in a while, and I'm a little rusty.
It's okay. Practice makes perfect.
No, you don't want to get perfect in that.
That's when the big explosion happens.
So I would really appreciate if you clicked the little button at the bottom of your screen.
Which button?
I don't know.
Windows.
Let's see, I got my
power off. But don't do that before saving the recording. That would be bad.
The manufacturer gave males a brain and a wire, but not enough oil to use both at the same time. Morgan and the holograms.
Okay, now we are done. And I'm going to...
We are getter done.
Yeah, we are getter done. All right, thank you very much to our patrons, especially our genital guardians. Chirpy! Discuss! Dizdon Plays! Epidel! Grass Dragon! I demand the hardest recount, Daddy. Mana, Matthew J., no, recount me harder, Daddy.
Jesus.
Pork chops are my moon. Put Cyberpunk 2077 on Ouya, you cowards. Richard Pryor, Santa Grimnar, Tommy Wiseau's third least enthusiastic stalker, Disambiguity. And a super special thanks to our ballgame beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Evan Baumel, Michael Fouch, Miri, Old Patron Who Dis, Razor Flood, Recount Me Harder Daddy, Terrors, and Wage. And now, very special presentation, screen sharing. I had an auto-generated PowerPoint. How I have a sex life during COVID-19. Confessions of a How Can Cars Have Sex by F. Arana.
Farana.
Fanatic of How Can Cars Have Sex Studies.
Okay.
What I do besides researching roads is just a gif of a service truck changing the median on a bridge.
Why would you change the median?
In fast motion. I don't know. Anyways, historical travelers, people. It's an old car with a hitched up RV on Sir Lewis Ridgeway, and then a broken image with the quote, "Travel brings power and love back into your life." What about how can cars having sex with two images of a dog, one dog looking cute at you, how I used to have phone sex, and another with the dog laying by a fireplace on its back, legs completely spread open, after I learned how to know if your girlfriend wants to have sex with you.
Wow.
Borf, borf.
What I say to people complaining about expensives. Gift of somebody not flying a helicopter drone very well and causing many branches to fall down. Funny story about why I first learned how to price landscaping jobs.
Oh, so that's why there was a drone.
And there's an expensive car or two in front of a...
It's like a Cadillac.
XXI. It's a Rolls Royce. It's in front of an XXI Forever store. Final points. A white dude with a beard with a mug that says, "Fuck Mitch McConnell. How can cars have sex?" A cute white kitty cat. "How can cars have sexes are wonderful." And then a gif of Trump reacting to being booed, saying, "Remember." I'd
and
say
if you pause it right here, you can see the exact point where his heart was broken.
Yes. Very yes. Oh, I do need a... I might not have needed a cold shower after the Transformers Cars thing, but I need a cold shower after that.